This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Two U.S. Senate committees issued a joint report Tuesday detailing a number of intelligence and security failures ahead of and during the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. The report called the attack on a Capitol building an attack on democracy, said that those responsible for protecting the building complex were not prepared for a large-scale attack despite it, and said being aware of the potential for violence targeting the Capitol. The U.S. Senate Homeland Security and Rules Committees launched their bipartisan investigation in February, hearing testimony from the heads of the U.S. Capitol Police and other law enforcement agencies, as well as current and former officials from the Defense Department and Department of Homeland Security. The committee said they also reviewed thousands of documents and received written statements from 50 U.S. Capitol Police officers. The report went on to say that the intelligence community failed to properly analyze, assess, and disseminate to law enforcement the potential for violence that day. The attack came as lawmakers inside the Capitol were meeting to certify President Joe Biden's election victory. Supporters of former President Donald Trump violently broke through security lines and stormed to the Capitol building. Members of Congress rushed to safety, returning hours later to finish their work. The U.S. Senate has overwhelmingly approved legislation aiming to boost semiconductor production in the U.S. The bill is a bid to protect economic and national security in the face of growing international competition, most notably from China. The centerpiece of the bill is a $50 billion emergency allotment to the Commerce Department to stand up semiconductor development and manufacturing through research and incentive programs previously authorized by Congress. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The head of UNAIDS is now told a high-level meeting of the UN General Assembly Tuesday that inequalities are a chief driver of the HIV-AIDS epidemic, just as they are with COVID-19, saying that those inequalities include power, status, rights, and voice inequalities, killing. As she said, nations must end the inequalities that perpetuate HIV/AIDS if they want to meet their target of ending the epidemic by 2030. Since the first cases were reported 40 years ago, UNAIDS says 77.5 million people have been infected with HIV and nearly 35 million have died from AIDS. Also saying the COVID-19 pandemic has shown how political will can help push science, saying that the same sort of push needs to be made for HIV/AIDS treatments, prevention, care, and vaccines. UN member states adopted a political declaration on scaling up progress in order to reach the 2030 goal, but it was not without some controversy. Just before the adoption, Russia's representative tried to get the assembly to agree 3 months to three amendments, which would have eliminated language on respecting the human rights of persons living with HIV/AIDS and ending discriminatory and restrictive laws based on a person's HIV status. The amendments were overwhelmingly voted down, the original draft text. The result of lengthy negotiations and compromises among member states was adopted with 165 votes in favor, 4 against, and no country abstaining. A number of major websites went down Tuesday because of an outage at the cloud services company Fastly. The affected sites included news agency CNN, The Guardian, and The New York Times, streaming platform Twitch, and the British government website. All were back online with a period of hours. The outage is also forcing CNN's website offline in the Asian cities of Hong Kong and Singapore. There was little mention of the outage on social media platforms in China, where most foreign media websites are permanently blocked. While coronavirus infection rates and hospitalizations continue to plummet across the United States, the White House COVID-19 response team said that the Delta variant strain of the virus that causes the disease still poses a threat, particularly among younger people. During the response team's regular virtual news briefing, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Rochelle Walensky told reporters that the latest daily average of new cases fell by 30% over the past week and 90% since the start of the year. She said it was also the lowest daily average since March of last year. More at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.